The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm with Ross Brierley, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Gary Capewell in the studio. A good Saturday coming up as well with Cesarewitch Day at Newmarket. There's also a good card at York and racing on the flat at Musselburgh. We've got two jumpers in the afternoon with Chepstow and Hexham, and then all with the action in the evening from Wolverhampton. So a good day to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Ross Brierley. How are you, Ross?
Hello. I'm pretty good, Mark Walton. I'm pretty good.
Good. Good day coming up on Saturday, Ross. Mm. In both codes as well. It's starting to warm up in the jumps. We've still got some good flat racing to come. It's an interesting time of year.
It is. It is. Very interesting time of year. I must have banged my head the other day because I'm almost kind of looking forward to the winter.
Shock horror.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think it's because there's just so little. There's so little going on in comparison. It's nice to actually be able to take it in, as opposed to, you know, you join us here on Racing Radio with 8 meetings today. That's usually quite exhausting, really, by the end of the day. So it's nice to get into a rhythm and know what's going on, really. But setting the scene for the rest of the winter as well by Saturday being great, Sunday being okay.
Yeah.
Monday and Tuesday not being good at all, Wednesday being okay again, Thursday being not bad, Friday being pretty good, and then Saturday being great.
Yeah.
It really is a roller coaster ride with one weekly peak.
Yeah.
Which is kind of frustrating, especially if you've got plans on a Saturday, if you've got to go do something else, go somewhere else, you miss all the best racing.
Yeah. But then again, you've got to have the quiet Mondays and Tuesdays to make you appreciate the weekend, Ross. If it was just good racing all the time, you'd never know what was good and what... Well, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't appreciate the good stuff.
No, I suppose. It'd be like being drunk 7 days a week, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd just become a blur, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't be fun, would it?
No, it'd become a hindrance more than anything.
I'd think so, yeah.
It's like if it was Christmas every day, you'd soon get fed up of it.
Well, unless you were in the band Wizard.
They would make a killing, wouldn't they? But then again, they'd lose the appeal of the song because it would be normal.
Yeah, well, it'd be like... It would just be true, wouldn't
it? Yeah, I wish it could be normal every day.
I wish it wasn't Christmas every day.
Yeah.
Do we have to pay them royalties now, or was that a bad enough rendition?
You changed the words as well, so...
That's true, yeah.
It's original material here on the William Hill Racing Podcast.
And I realised they changed the copyright law recently so that you can parody things. It's okay if you parody them.
Is that right? Oh, what a radio station we could make with that.
Yeah, there you go.
just
take everyone else's ideas and just change them slightly and take the mic.
I like it.
I think we could do that.
Hmm.
Let's do it.
We'll work on that. But firstly, let's get stuck into the racing on Saturday.
Let's do that.
Three races that Ross is going to look at. He's got one of them at York for us and a couple on Cesarewitch Day at Newmarket. And we'll start in the 220 at York. It's a Class 2 handicap over a mile and a quarter for three-year-olds and older. We have 11 of them in the lineup here, Ross. And which ones are on the shortlist?
Well, favourite sort of popular horse in particular is going to be First Flight, I think, in the Godolphin Blue Silks, who ran a very nice race behind Air Pilot, who would have been well fancy for the Cesarewitch the Cambridgeshire had he actually got in. First Flight ran an odd race in the fact that he was off the bridle from the word go, yet still plugged on past every other horse just about to finish second behind the World Handicap winner. His best form actually comes on a bit faster ground. He remains a horse of interest, though. He's only one bad run, really, this season, came at Ascot. But his worst run of his career came here at York, which would worry you a little bit.
Mm.
And I much prefer the other Godolphin horse, Charlie Appleby's Charge, especially at the likely prices. I think we'll be looking at least two or three times the price of the favourite. He won a sales race earlier on in the season, back in April, beat a horse called Observational, who went on to win a listed contest. Since then, he's running some really good races. He was third behind Snow Sky, in the Lingfield Derby trial, and we know how well that horse has gone this season. Mm-hmm. He then ran in the Derby, was 66-1, ridden by Kevin Manning, who'd never ridden him before in his life, and just had no idea what was going on. And the last time out, he ran in a good race at Hamilton behind Postpone. That's worked out really well as well. And I think just the drop back to this trip is a key. And also, he bolted up on soft ground last season. So there's a slight worry that all his best runs have come at Newmarket, but then they've all been the runs that are actually under conditions that suited him. So it's not necessarily the case that it's the track suits him. I just think running around Lingfield, Epsom and Hamilton are just are not easy tracks to get to grips with if you're not used to them. So he's probably sick to the back teeth of running on tracks like that. And I think soft ground round here, Adam Kirby booked is an interesting booking. He's an unexposed 3-year-old. He goes well fresh as well. I think he could be a big player.
Okay. So no wonder then, a big player in the 220 at York. Moving on to the 310 at Newmarket next. This is a Class 2 Heritage Handicap over 1.5 miles for the 3-year-olds. We do have betting on site for this one as well. And Rewire is 13-2 market leader. 7-1 for Battersea. Nabatean is 8-1. 10-1 for Connecticut. Top Tug is 10s. 12s for Famous Kid. Stetchworth and Epsom Hill is 14-1. 16-1 for Firefighting. Flag War and Knife Point and Min Ala Marat, and then 20-1 or bigger prices the rest. As the betting suggests, Ross, an open race, 13-2 the field. What are your thoughts here?
My thoughts are it's too good to tip in, so that's why I've chose it to tip in.
Yeah, good logic.
It's just this is what I miss about the flat season. And to an extent, I suppose you get it. Novice handicap hurdles are the winter version of these races. These 3-year-old handicaps are just so good to watch because they always get fantastic turnouts. There's always good prize money, there's always top yards, decent horses with decent pedigrees who this time next year might well be winning group races. And it's just you get good solid form, horses coming into the finish first, second and third in good races, and it's your chance to get a decent price about a decent horse. It's 13-2 the field.
Yeah.
So if you really fancy one, four places on offer, you know, you're looking at, even if it gets beaten four lengths into fourth, you think, yeah, I've got a decent return off that.
Yeah.
Rewire was wildly impressive with its comeback win 3 weeks ago. She'd won a soft ground maiden at Leicester, so the conditions are likely to suit. And she was well backed at Newmarket on a return. She quickened up in the style of a group filly. And I love John Gosden's patience with these horses. He takes them through the ranks and no rush whatsoever. I think there's a hell of a lot more to come from her. She really impressed me. Battersea is of obvious interest. But his best form has come on rattling fast ground in the middle of the summer. It would worry me that he's picked up his races. And he'll be a very nice horse next year. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. He's a half-brother's Gitano Hernando. So it wouldn't surprise me to see him go on an artificial surface and maybe go over to somewhere in America or Canada and maybe pick up a weak grade one or two or something like that. Like Sheikh Zayed Road, for example, for the Syncop the other day. I can see him progressing with age and winning a race like that, but I'm not sure whether this is going to be his deal. The other two that impressed me, one is Epsom Hill, who's improved out of all recognition as well and probably is a bit overpriced. He loves soft ground. He was second to Nautilus. He looked all over the winner in the Old Newton Cup last time out, but he was the Old Borough Cup, sorry. But he was run down by Nautilus, who came from the clouds out of absolutely nowhere. He's back to 1.5 miles, and he's got James Doyle on board again. I'm not saying you should always back the jockey, but my God, it helps in these races. But the one I'm going to side with is Nabatean, who has to have more to come. This horse is massive. He's an absolute beast of an animal. He was well beaten on his sole 2-year-old start, but that's no surprise because there was no way he was ever going to be a 2-year-old. But that race worked out really well. I then backed him and fancied him at Chepstow on his return this season, and he galloped all the way to the line. He was out-battled by a horse called Melrose Abbey of Rafe Beckett's, but again, you just saw him on the screen and you thought, this horse is going to be better. Melrose Abbey's won a handicap of a mark of 82 and is now rated in the high 80s. Nabatean then went on to rain soft and ground at Lingfield and bolted up in a fairly weak maiden. But then he went on fast ground at Ascot and he just got outpaced. He just got badly outpaced. He couldn't go with the field at all. I think these conditions are going to be ideal for him. Hayley Turner's an intriguing booking because I don't quite know where that's come from. that would worry me a little bit, because David Probert's ridden this horse perfectly well so far. But yeah, I think Nabatian is definitely one for an autumn campaign. He's been off for 3 months. He might well need this again, and he might well pick one up. He might go to the Doncaster for a decent race. But keep an eye on Nabatian.
Okay.
With Epsom Hill and Rewire, the big dangers.
Right. 8-1, by the way, for Nabatian in the betting at the moment. The final race we're going to look at is the big race on Saturday, the Cesarewitch, which is a heritage handicap, of course, over 2.25 miles, 3-year-olds and older in the lineup here. And no surprise to see a couple of jumps yards with fancied horses in here. Quick Jack heads the betting at 6-1. Big Easy is 11-1, 12 for Nearly Caught. Swinimore is also 12-1. Moidor 14s, 16-1 for Ray Ward. And Sugio, 20-1 for Brass Ring and Communicator and De Rigueur and Mubaratza and Rhombus Antique, in fact, and then 25-1 or bigger prices the rest. Fiendishly difficult, as you'd expect, Ross. Who'd you like for the Cesarewitch?
Well, yeah, a lot of jumps yards in here, but it's been won by flat yards the past 5 years, so I do think people sometimes get a bit carried away with these races. Quick Jack's fascinating. He's a horse who's just not put a foot wrong for the past 18 months. He's been beautifully placed over hurdles and on the flat. He bolted up at Galway back in July. He's clearly a very progressive horse. He does have trip question marks. He's never gone further than a mile and six, so it's a big step up into the unknown. Moidor's of interest as well. John Quinn's book, he's got Joe Doyle on this, taking £5 off, and this horse caught the eye with a good run of air last time out behind Nashville. But three horses stand out for me. One is Ray Ward, who I've followed all season, but he's drawn in 32.
Yeah,
it's just bizarre, even there being a 32, isn't it? He's caught my eye with all season. I backed him at Goodwood. I thought he had the race won, but he was beaten by Teak, who's been in incredible form. And last time out, he was outpaced over a marathon trip, which you don't get very often. He's just a one-pace galloper. David Simcock's in good form. This race should suit if you can get a good posse from 32, which is a big if. The other one is De Rigueur, who won too early on in the season, disappointed at York, but was kind of back to his best last time out at Chester, where he didn't get really the run of the race. Paul Hannigan took over that day, but Andrew Atzina's back on, and he gets on really well. The other one is Communicator, who's sure to go well. He'll be running. He won't win it, but if we have a ridiculous each-way offer, which we might well do given what we did for the Cambridgeshire, then it wouldn't surprise me to see him finish in the first five or six.
Okay, well, he's 20s at the moment, if you think he can sneak into it. Thanks, Ross. Good luck, and enjoy it on Saturday.
I will.
So there you go, the thoughts of Ross Brierley on Saturday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. Ross will be in the studio, and he'll be joined by Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Gary Capewell. We have Cesarewitch Day at Newmarket. Very good card at York as well. Flat racing from Musselburgh, where the Scottish Stayers Series final is there, feature race. And a couple of good jumps meetings as well, Chepstow and Hexham in the afternoon. And then we finish the day with all-weather action at Wolverhampton. So plenty to look forward to on Saturday. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.